The infant son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibrahim, is buried in Baqi. His mother was Maria Colt. And when Ibrahim dies, there was an eclipse. And the Arabs believed that this was because somebody had died or something had happened. They didn't see it as a very good sign. It was then that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them and told them this was a sign of Allah, and Salatul Ayat or Namazi Ayat was introduced then. It was also at his death that Suratul Kawthar was revealed, because the Prophet was taunted as one who was abtar, who did not have a progeny behind him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him Suratul Kawthar. So as you look at the plains of Baqi, then think about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Salatul Ayat and Suratul Kawthar, and recite the Ziyara. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام على رسول الله السلام على نبي الله السلام على حبيب الله السلام على صفي الله السلام على نجي الله السلام على محمد بن عبد الله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وخيرة الله من خلقه في أرضه وسمائه ورسله السلام على جميع أنبيائه ورسله السلام على الشهداء والسعداء والصالحين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليك أيها الروح الزاكية السلام عليك أيها النفس الشريفة السلام عليك أيها السلالة الطاهرة السلام عليك أيها النسمة الزاكية السلام عليك يا ابن خير الورى السلام عليك يا ابن البشير النذير السلام عليك يا ابن السراج المنير السلام عليك يا ابن المعيد بالقرآن السلام عليك يا ابن المرسل إلى الإنس والجان السلام عليك يا ابن صاحب الراية والعلامة السلام عليك يا ابن الشفيع يوم القيامة السلام عليك يا ابن من حباه الله بالقرامة السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته أشهد أنك قد اختار الله لك دار إنعامه قبل أن يكتب عليك أحكامه أو يقلفك حلاله وحرامه فنقلق إليه طيبا ساقيا مرضيا طاهرا من كل نجس مقدسا من كل دنس وبوأك جنة المعوى ورفعك إلى الدرجات العلى وصلى الله عليك صلاة تقر بها عين رسوله وتبلغه أكبر معموله اللهم اجعل أفضل صلواتك وأزكها وأنمى بركاتك وأوفاها على رسلك ونبيك وخيرتك من خلقك محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى من نسل من أولاده الطيبين وعلى من خلف من إترته الطاهرين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إني أسألك بحق محمد صفيك وإبراهيم نجل نبيك أن تجعل سعي بهم مشكورا وذنبي بهم مغفورا وحياتي بهم سعيدة وآقبتي بهم حميدة وحوائجي بهم مقضية وأفعالي بهم مرضية وأموري بهم مسعودة وشؤوني بهم محمودة اللهم واحسن لي التوفيق ونفس عني كل هم وضيق اللهم جنبني عقابك وامنحني ثوابك وأسكنني جنانك وارزقني رضوانك وأمانك وأشرك في صالح دعائي ولدي وولدي وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك ولي الباقيات الصالحات آمين رب العالمين Salams be on you, Ya Rasulullah. Salams be on you, the beloved of Allah, the chosen one of Allah. Salams be on you, Muhammad son of Abdullah, the master and seal of the prophets chosen by Allah amongst all his creatures on the earth and the heavens. Peace be upon all his prophets and messengers. Salams on all the martyrs and upright prosperous ones. Salams on us and on the upright slaves of Allah. Peace be upon you, O pure soul. Salams on you, O noble self. Salams on you, O one with pure descent. O pure soul, O son of the best of creatures. O son of the chosen prophet. O son of one sent to all upright ones. O son of the bringer of good tidings. O son of the lamp and light. O son of the one supported by Quran. O the son of one sent to human beings and jinns. O the son of one supported by Quran. O the son of the bearer of the flag and signs, O the son of the intercessor on the day of Qiyamah, O the son of one whom Allah drew closer with honour, peace be upon you, and may the mercy of and blessings of Allah descend on you. I bear witness that Allah has chosen for you the abode of His blessings before He prescribed His laws, or imposed His halal and haram, so He took you towards Him as were good, pure, contented, and purified, sanctified, His allocated Jannah as your resting abode. May the blessings of Allah be upon you. O Allah, send your best, pure, and choicest blessings on your Prophet and Messenger, and your choicest of creatures, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those succeeding him from his pure family by your mercy. O Allah, I ask you by the rights of Muhammad, your chosen one, and by Ibrahim, the progeny of your Prophet, that make my striving to them accepted, due to them. Forgive my sins and make my life upright and my end praiseworthy, my needs fulfilled, my actions pleasing to you, and my affairs prosperous. O Allah, make my success complete. Free me from all troubles and constraints. Remove my punishments. Grant me rewards, make me live in your Jannah, grant me your pleasure. Include in my dua my parents, my children, all the believers, men and women, alive or dead, for you are the master of the actions which survive after the doer passes away. Amen. Rabbul Alameen.